check me out. I started at the bottom, now I'm still at the bottom. Never rise, I fall, every season is autumn. Yanked from the precipice like the statue of Sodom. Made an exit just to collect L's and I got them. By the boatload and even though...
Hello! And welcome to the Rubbish Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers
who have been fathering out there.
Great fathering job, guys.
Yes.
And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why aren't koalas considered bears?
I don't know. Why aren't koalas considered bears?
Because they don't meet the qualifications.
That's not... Okay.
Clearly,
we are not good on jokes. So we need some support from you guys. So if you could send us in some jokes or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. Now, on with the podcast. It's time for this week's Big Word of the Week, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. This week's Big Word of the Week is a word we all kind of know, but it's okay. This week's Big Word of the Week is father, and it's spelled F-A-T-H-E-R, father. A father is a male parent, but it can also mean a lot more to just to people. So Dane, what does the word father mean to you?
The person that you look up to, maybe.
And of course you can send us in what father means to you at the email that I recently sent.
Bruvversusbro@outlook.com, and you can win cool prizes.
Like what?
The sad llama in the corner.
Wow.
T-shirts.
Out of this world.
Stickers.
Cheeto Puffs.
Fanny Winnie Manny Packs.
Boom Shakalaka.
Man/woman handbags.
Cool.
Yeah. Cars.
Yep.
We got it all, folks.
Yes, we do. So.
Just the cars just sitting in the driveway. Just getting ready to get drove in.
Okay.
We got a Tesla.
Never mind. Anyway, now it's time for this week's African American War Hero, which, of course, we're doing for the month of June. Which, if you don't know that, better catch up. But, of course, we're doing that for the month of June, and Dayton has it for us this week.
The African-American military man or war hero is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Lemuel Haynes has served as a Minuteman during the American Revolutionary War. Fighting at the April 1775 Battle of Lexington, he was an indentured servant who enlisted in the war after earning his freedom. He later became an ordained Protestant minister.
Wow, so he did a lot of stuff. And, well, sounds like he was a good guy. He's a Minuteman. I always liked that sound of that. But it's okay.
Okay.
So... that is this week's African American War Hero, and of course, we're doing for the month of June, which you would know, if you pay attention, is this week's African Proverb. Instead of a quote. Ready, Dayton?
Yes.
The house roof fights the rain, but he who is sheltered ignores it. That was the African Proverb.
That was the book closing, just in case you wanted to know what that was.
And Dayton, what does that mean to you?
Well, the man... Read it again.
Okay. The house roof fights the rain, but he who is sheltered ignores it. Okay, what does it mean to you?
The guy who lives in a house with no roof doesn't care about the rain. Yes.
Anyway, moving on into...
Because he has walls.
Nope. No. Don't listen to anything that he just said.
The other house is an umbrella.
In the past 30 seconds. That's not... Okay. Now it's time for this week's book recommendation, which we always do. Not just for June. But Dayton has this week's book recommendation.
The book recommendation is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. If we can't fix your pizza, okay. NYT best-selling author Gordon Corman's sequel to Ungifted cleverly sends up our preconceived ideas about intelligence, heroism, and popularity. Donovan Curtis has never been what anyone would call gifted. But his genius friend Noah Euclid is actually super gifted, with one of the highest IQs around.
Dang. So they just do stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what?
So, they have a robot that... He's in a robot class, or where you build robots, and then he has a robot, and then they're all like... Boom, boom, oh yeah!
Clearly, if you want to know more about the book, so I'm sure it's not the only thing that occurs in the book,
you can read it.
Or get it wherever you need to get it, even at the library. So, but now it's time, as we get to the end part of this... Oh, sorry. Skipped something. The tech fact. Dayton has this week's tech fact.
The thing before the end part. Tech fact. Brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Spending 1 hour a day on social media reduces the probability of a child being completely happy with their life by 14%.
Wow. You know what that says to me?
What?
It says Snapchat is not good. Get off. You want that 14%? Do you know how much 14% is? It's greater than 0 to 13%. So that's a lot of percent.
So just stay on it for 30 minutes and you'll break it.
Or just don't do it.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Anyway, now we can get into this week's random act of kindness. And this one comes from the book of stuff that Easy says. Here it is. When you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine. The book of stuff Easy says. Dayton, what is when you can't find the sunshine?
Wait, whoa. That's not the book of what Easy
yes,
says.
It is. Okay. What does that mean to you?
Wait, let me see no, that don't look at the to the next book
don't,
recommendation,
don't
boy.
Look at the book. What does it mean to you?
How about you read it out of your book again, sir?
Okay, I got my book. Okay. When you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine.
Sounds like something Oprah said.
Okay. Anyway, Dayton, what does it mean to you? That's not what I asked you.
Well, when you can't find someone being nice to you in your life, be nice to yourself, kid.
I'm just going to explain this one because your explanations are...
Go get your book out.
Okay! Here's the definition from the book of Stuff Easy Says. It's the definition of, if you can't find sunshine, be the sunshine is... Let me find the page. Oh, of course. Page 65.
It is page 65.
It means, basically, when you can't find happiness and everybody's sad, you gotta be the happiness. And then everybody else can be happiness and not sad.
Wait a second.
And that is what this is what this means. You can purchase this book if you contact me at brothersbro@aleph.com. And it costs $5,000 per page. So...
How many pages are there?
It's about, 2,000 pages.
Okay, so, 5,000 times 2,000. Do that in your head. And when you buy the whole book, you get a free llama with it.
The llama comes with it. Look at him.
All sad on the paper shredder over there.
Yeah. If you want to know what the llama looks like, we'll put a picture of him on the website. Yeah.
So you can just see his sad face.
See his sad face.
Just looking at you.
So now... It's time for us to go into the end part of this week's podcast, which is our credits. This week our song was Tennis Ball by Hello Perro. And our producer / director, BL Self, we're also going to say Happy Father's Day too. Yeah.
Our team mom / security, who?
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day?
It's not Mother's Day.
Dang it. Our team, our therapy dog, Petey,
My mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts. See you guys next week.
Look at the logo, it's just the horse running solo. I'm so broke, my home is an 87 Volvo. My neighbor's in the truck, he's a half Korean hobo. I'm famished, the other day I ate a rat sandwich. I don't give a damn, I'll eat the thing from Pan's Labyrinth. My life is so savage, I can't manage. But then again, I get reminded of the all addict. Every dog will have his day, and I'ma have mine. Buy a box of rosé, and I'ma have wine. We order too many tennis balls, but it'll be fine, because we got a new song. any kind of ball except the football.
Bounce
back like a tennis ball.
Bounce
back like a racquetball.
Bounce
back like a volleyball. Or really any kind of ball except the football. Now I'm on top, debonair to the sock. Monogram boat shoes, walking on my yacht. Got a spaceship for when I want to take trips. Getting sky high, I know it's not the pot. Yeah, I've been in mansion, living in the mansion.
This is Bra vs. Bro.